I guess we have a good problem today. We ran out of outlines for you to fill in blanks, so I'll print more next week. I like to hear those kinds of problems. That's wonderful. We come into the Word of the Lord this morning, continuing with this theme for us. We're moving through the summer weeks of our fullness in our life in Christ by grace through the Spirit, as that's being worked out now, and we'll hear the Word of the Lord in a moment, how that's continuing to be manifested as He works in us, as He loves us, and has made Himself at home in our hearts and in our lives, and as that Spirit of life manifests itself then through each one of us, who, as David so boldly proclaimed, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wow. That might be an Old Testament equivalent to what we talk about being in the fullness of Christ, this truth from Colossians, that in Christ, all the fullness of the Godhead lives in bodily form, and in Christ, you have been brought to fullness. It takes that Old Testament truth of Psalm 139 and frames it in the context of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, the one who lives in us by His Spirit, who now brings out that fullness in power and in gifts of His Spirit in your life and mine. I am richly furnished with the power and gifts of the Holy Spirit because Jesus lives in me and I live in Him. That's the working definition that we're using in understanding the work of the Lord God in Jesus Christ by the Spirit, of which I am full even in the person of Jesus Christ. Now, how do we describe full or being full? It's maybe the letting loose of the belt after a good meal, right? For some, it's when the gas handle clicks. We've talked about this before, and these are familiar ideas. One idea that may be new is something that I discovered this last week. Sam wanted to go on a Smiley's ice cream run. Really, it was Sam. It wasn't me. It was Sam. And so when it was you. And when we got to Smiley's and I got my ice cream cone, it was full. I mean, it was dripping over, getting my hand all full of ice cream. And I thought, now this is a full ice cream cone. And it made me think immediately about our time in the Word of the Lord here with the fullness of the Spirit, right? It's bubbling over. It's running down. It's enough for others to see the presence of the Lord at work in our lives. And it's a good thing, the power, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Today we're going to take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Carol read for us, and take a look at now moving deeper and further into this discovery phase of spiritual gifts as we'll move then to development and deployment later on. So here's the Word of the Lord. Now, Paul would say to the church in Corinth, and the Spirit speaks this truth for all of us in the church of Jesus Christ about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, all of us together in this. I don't want you to be, the English is a kind of a kind word there, uninformed. It's more poignant in the original language. I don't want you to be ignorant. I don't want you to be ignorant, stupid, foolish, uninformed. Okay, I don't want you to be ignorant about these things. Obviously, the gifts of the Spirit are something that the Lord God Almighty wants us to know about, to claim as a gift of His, to be filled, full, overflowing. Somebody looking at your life and that ice cream cone of your life and saying, boy, I'd like a lick of that. Right? The presence of the Lord manifested in these ways. I don't want you to be uninformed. Because, as the Spirit goes on in verse 7, to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. Each one of us is given for the common good the manifestation of the Spirit in the gifts of the Spirit as the good Lord deems. So, from that word there of the Lord, we can pick out some unique or some special and pointed truths. One is to each one, unique or uniqueness is given. Again, that reflects David's praise to the Lord in Psalm 139. I am uniquely made, so to speak. We are uniquely gifted in the Holy Spirit. And there is a uniqueness about you as individuals, me, within the body of Christ, that's purposeful. It's purposeful. It's blessed by God. And he doesn't want us to be ignorant about this. Also, that the manifestation of the Spirit is given so that we would be empowered. Empowered in lives, living and reflecting the Holy Spirit's presence. I don't want you to be ignorant about this either, the Spirit says, right? I want you to know that you are empowered exactly the way the good Lord wants you to be in the unique gifts, way that he's blessed you in his grace. And it's for the common good. In all of this, it's not just random or randomly given. It's for a purpose. And a purpose drives us then as individuals uniquely gifted in this empowerment by the Spirit in that purpose. There are different kinds of gifts then, as the Spirit would go on to help us understand this now. But it's the same Spirit who distributes them. Same Spirit distributing different gifts. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There's different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone is the same God at work. So we're in this together as the body of Christ, as the work of the Lord is being made known and manifested, because it's him at work in each one of us in these unique ways to empower us for his purpose. Okay, that makes sense. To have that veil of being uninformed or ignorant lifted from our eyes, that makes eternal sense. It makes good sense. Now, I might not understand it completely, and there might be areas in which I'm still struggling with being uninformed, ignorant, veiled, but it's becoming clearer as the word of the Lord lays these truths out for us. The power of the saving word is laid out for us, and we move with it. Spiritual gifts, that is that charismaton, charisma, charis is the word for grace, charisma is the plural for gifts, and charismaton we might think of as grace gifts. These are what we're given. Our Spirit-empowered blessings, they're blessings, because they come from the Lord, they're blessings, to be employed in service within the body of Christ, that's the body of Christ might fulfill its mission in Jesus. So there are some unique and special characteristics about these gifts that the Spirit doesn't want us to be uninformed about, ignorant about, that these gifts are given to each one of us at work within the body of Christ, the church. For us here, it's for the good of Bethany and the mission of Christ Jesus here among us, sharing the life and love of Jesus Christ with all in this body of Christ, this congregation. And that's different from everywhere. Within is different than from everywhere. There are other things in our lives that the Lord gives to us that are used everywhere. But spiritual gifts, that charismaton, those grace gifts, those are used within the body of Christ only. For instance, there's talents and passions, all right? You've got talents in your life that somebody else doesn't have. You've got a passion for a certain thing in life that no one else has. And that's great. That's good. Those are not spiritual gifts. Those are passions, and those are talents. And passions and talents are used everywhere in the world for all sorts of good things, right? I grew up in an era when Michael Jordan was the basketball player. Incredible basketball talent, and had an incredible passion for winning. Those aren't spiritual gifts. But if Michael Jordan would choose to, you can use those talents and those passions for good. And he did in certain ways. Talents and passions that you and I have can be used within the church, within the body, but they can be used everywhere too. There's something else. Skills and abilities and knowledge, things that you've gleaned over a career in your field, or abilities that you've worked on in your personal time, playing an instrument or building models or sewing or whatever that is, and knowledge that you've gleaned over pursuing a particular type of education. Those can be used everywhere to the glory and praise of God, for sure. They can be used within the church too, but they're not spiritual gifts. There's a difference. Praise God for the skills, abilities, and knowledge that you have and that you employ for his kingdom's sake, but they're different from spiritual gifts. Within is different from everywhere, even concerning the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit, lets us know in Galatians, there's peace, patience, kindness, goodness, right? Those fruit of the fruits, plural, of the Spirit, those are given to us by the Lord God through the Spirit at work within us to be used everywhere. Unbelievers, atheists, pagans, they all see the fruit of the Spirit displayed in our lives. They don't get to see necessarily gifts of the Spirit unless they're within the body of Christ. Okay? That was just Bradley making noise on the window in the cry room. It's okay, Beth. No worries. Yeah. So, even fruit of the Spirit, which is a biblical, truthful teaching, can be used everywhere, but they're different from spiritual gifts. When we confuse within and everywhere out of ignorance or will, we're really pushing aside then these grace gifts for our own works of righteousness. In other words, when I bring in talents or abilities that I've been given and I think that they're spiritual gifts, I'm pushing aside that grace gift, aren't I? And that's not what we're called to be about as God's people. We're called to be about exercising the grace gifts, the charismaton, to the praise and glory of the Lord within the body of Christ. Bring in your talents and your abilities, your skills, your knowledge, your passions. Let's exercise the fruit of the Spirit as well, but they're not spiritual gifts. When we let those things, push aside the charismaton, then we're pushing aside grace for our own endeavors. And for that we're called to repent. Friends, honestly, it's so much easier to live uninformed about spiritual gifts, ignorant, than to really do what we're doing as God's people here over these weeks, in hearing the word of the Lord, letting it speak to us as people of faith by grace, and to work through this then, where the veil is unlifted. And there is no excuse then for ignorance or being uninformed. And to rightly discern spiritual gifts aside from talents and passions and skills and abilities and knowledge and even the fruit of the Spirit. This is good, what we're doing. And so we repent, Father, where we're ignorant, where I've chosen to be uninformed. And even where I'm hesitant yet, Lord, we repent of that for your sake in revealing the truth of your Spirit, your charismaton, your grace gifts in our lives for your purposes in the body, here, among us at Bethany. Christ Jesus has overcome the world, though, hasn't he? And anything that might cause you, me, to be veiled, ignorant, uninformed, that's been taken over by him on the cross. And we are forgiven, and the world does not define us as God's people. His kingdom, his purpose, his Spirit defines us as God's people. This is what Jesus was telling the disciples, that the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They're going to kill him, and after 3 days, he'll rise. At this point in time, those disciples were uninformed. Well, ignorant, let's say. The veil was being lifted from them, and they were beginning to see the truth of why Jesus came, why he's called HaMashiach, the Messiah, and how that purpose was going to be fulfilled. And like us, they needed to be brought along into that truth. to know that in Christ, each one of us, forgiven for a new life, where we have been uninformed and ignorant, we are forgiven. Be at peace about that. And know in that forgiveness now, now comes the opportunity with unveiled eyes to behold the glory of the Lord as he's put you together uniquely for his purpose. That in Christ, each one of us, empowered by the Spirit for a life in his grace gifts, is yours. He gives it to you. It's yours as a gift by him. And so now, with an informed spirit to move forward in discovering and developing and deploying those gifts, that in Christ, each one of us, exercising our charismaton for his mission. After all, isn't that our purpose? Isn't really that our purpose of our existence is to fulfill the mission calling that Jesus has given us? Together, we do that. And individually, we exercise that. Just this morning, I was given a gift, and some of you may have received it too, that is the voice of one among us wanting to give action to the mission call. I was given this little rubber band brace. You got one? Yep. It says, Jesus loves you. You know who this was given to me by? 4-year-old Braden. He wanted to have a way in order to communicate Jesus' love for him and how he loves Jesus to his friends. And so he comes into church today with a big old bag, a Ziploc bag of these things. And he comes right up to me and says, Pastor Tim, would you like one? Absolutely, I'll take one of these. Yeah. As a voice to the mission of what he knows in Christ Jesus. Wow. If a 4-year-old can do it, we all can, indeed. And all of these are the work and one and the same Spirit, and he distributes them to each one just as he determines. So as we continue to enjoy this discovery phase of the gifts of the Spirit, what do you think one of those gifts of the Holy Spirit in Braden's life might be? The gift of evangelism? Yeah, right? Maybe. We'll discover that. As he's given to you and me, that which we need as he chooses for his mission. So, here we know these truths. He distributes them, these grace gifts, to each one. And I can know that I am uniquely grace gifted. You and me are uniquely grace gifted, blessed in that way. And the Lord knows, and he's pleased with how he's grace gifted you. These are the work of the one and the same Spirit. It's the manifestation of the Spirit that's given. So the Holy Spirit empowers me with his grace gifts. I have exactly what we need to exercise then in deployment these spiritual gifts. Like this. Or whatever gift that you've been given or gifts that you've been given to exercise. You are empowered with exactly what you need. No more, no less. Exactly, in the fullness of Christ Jesus, what we need as he determines for that common good. Because we know that each one of us has a purpose within the body of Christ in order that the mission of our Lord would be fulfilled. We have exactly the servants that Bethany needs at this moment to fulfill our mission at this moment. It's you. It's you. As the Spirit continues to work among us and expand the territory of the kingdom among us, then new gifts, people with gifts, will be brought in for the exact purpose of accomplishing the mission of the Lord at that time. We're not without, for we are the fullness of Christ for the purpose of fulfilling his mission. So he invites you and me, uniquely gifted and empowered, to fulfill that mission of Jesus. As we discover, develop, and then deploy these grace gifts, the charismaton of the Holy Spirit in each one of us. This is the fullness of our life in Christ, by grace of the Spirit expressed through spiritual gifts. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the truth of your word. that unveils for us, that makes us informed and brings us into the truth, that we no longer can plead ignorance because your desire is for us to know about these truths. And Lord, while there's certainly mystery within them and there's aspects that I'm still not totally clear on, that your truth will reveal in time, I know this much. And we, Lord, celebrate this much, that we are each uniquely purposed with charismaton, and we are empowered by your Holy Spirit within those grace gifts so that your purpose, your mission, would be fulfilled even in me as we work together as your body. So, to you be the praise, the glory, the honor as we continue to discover and develop and deploy that which you've given us, your charismaton, your grace gifts, to the glory of your name. In Jesus we pray. Amen. May the peace of God that passes our understanding, even in these mysteries, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Savior and our Lord. Indeed. Amen.